And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 19th of May, 2014. It's the birthday of Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little in Omaha in 1925. When he was 4 years old, living in East Lansing, white supremacists set fire to the family's home. East Lansing police and firefighters, all of them white, came to the house, but they stood by and watched it burn. When he was 6, his father was murdered. Police declared the death a suicide, which invalidated the family's life insurance. The boy's mother never recovered from the murder, went into a mental institution when he was 12. When he was 14, he told his high school teacher he wanted to be a lawyer. The teacher told him to be realistic and think about becoming a carpenter, and the boy dropped out of school the following year. He was arrested for larceny, 1946, went to prison. An older inmate encouraged him to use his time to educate himself, so he started reading books from the prison library. To improve his vocabulary, he copied out an entire dictionary, word for word, and he began a correspondence with Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, and became one of their most prominent organizers. He took the surname X to symbolize his lost African heritage. In 1964, Malcolm X broke with the Nation of Islam when he learned that his mentor was having multiple affairs contradicting his own teachings. Malcolm made the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, where for the first time he related to people of all races, came back to America with a new message, dictated his life story to the writer Alex Haley. The book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, came out the next year, shortly after Malcolm X was assassinated while speaking at a rally in Manhattan. He was 39 years old. And it's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, born Chicago 1930, author of the play A Raisin in the Sun, opened on Broadway in 1959. It was a big success, first Broadway play to be written by a black woman, and for most of the audience, it was the first time they'd seen the life of a normal black family portrayed on stage or in movies. Here's a poem by William Wordsworth, The Tables Turned. Up, up, my friend, and quit your books, or surely you'll grow double. Up, up, my friend, and clear your looks. Why all this toil and trouble? The sun above the mountain's head, a freshening luster mellow, through all the long green fields has spread his first sweet evening yellow. Books, 'tis a dull and endless strife. Come, hear the woodland linnet, how sweet his music. On my life there's more of wisdom in it. And hark how blithe the throstle sings. He, too, is no mean preacher. Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher. She has a world of ready wealth, our minds and hearts to bless. Spontaneous wisdom, breathed by health, truth, breathed by cheerfulness. One impulse from a vernal wood may teach you more of man, of moral, evil, and of good than all the sages can. Sweet is the lore which nature brings our meddling intellect, misshapes the beauteous forms of things we murder to dissect. Enough of science and of art. Close up those barren leaves, come forth and bring with you a heart that watches and receives. William Wordsworth, The Tables Turned. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.